Hi, I'm Rob Brown and welcome you accounting, finance professionals, tech enthusiasts to the Accounting Answers podcast. We've embarked on a captivating exploration of the future of accounting and its profound connection to the ever-changing technology ecosystem. Think for a moment how access to the minds of a range of accounting experts, influencers, vendors and leaders would keep you super informed about what's going on in this wonderful profession. You'd stay relevant and future-focused. You'd make better strategic and career decisions if you know what forces are in play and what factors are driving change. To unravel complexities and unveil the future of accounting, I've personally interviewed 111 leading accounting professionals, tech leaders, and industry influencers, each bringing their unique expertise and insights to the table. And together, we'll delve into the five critical questions that will shape the accounting world. Through the eyes and minds of people living the accounting life or talking to accountants every day, we'll talk about five critical topics that ignite impassioned debates and stimulate minds across the globe. We're mapping the transformative trajectory of the accounting profession and its symbiotic relationship with the technological revolution. We'll be asking about the next-gen accountants, how far down the advisory line firms are, what's going to change the accounting world, what the software vendors and tech providers could do better to serve accountants, and what's coming up in the future. Let's get straight into the answers for today's topic. Today, we're focusing on the evolving accounting landscape and what's driving transformative changes in coming years. The rise of cloud-based accounting software, the growing adoption of artificial intelligence or AI, the increased emphasis on data analytics. These are just some of the forces in play. There are plenty more. So join our experts and influencers as we decipher the changes that lie ahead and how accountants can best prepare to thrive in a fast-moving world. I'm really excited now to bring to the microphone the influencer of influencers in the accounting world, the heavyweight accounting guru that is Randy Johnston, thought leader and genuine renaissance spirit for all accounting technology, known for his deep knowledge of accounting tech and his ability to inspire innovation and change within the accounting world.
Well, there are some stunning technologies that are coming along, number one, and there are some, I think mandatory would be the way I'd frame it, but very important regulatory frameworks that need to be done. So, you know, let's go to the stunning technology first. In the U.S. market, artificial intelligence products like Black Ore Tech's Autopilot have taken personal tax work papers, fully automated them, pumped them through an AI model, and are producing a signable tax return out the other end. In effect, that eliminates a number of 1040 work paper products needs, and it eliminates the need for a lot of outsourcing. Those are pretty big moves. Further, I'm aware of tools being developed for audit that have similar capabilities and tools that are being developed for client accounting services with similar capabilities. So all of a sudden, this labor shortage that we've had to provide these services, we may get a little assist finally from our technology tools. Now, on the other side, the regulatory environment is pretty important. Of course, we've seen the AI Act passed by the European Union here in December. And before that, the Bletchley Declaration of AI by the G7 on November 1st. And in the United States, the Biden Executive Order for AI Protections. Those are all examples of AI protections, but we believe that privacy is going to become a global issue. Of course, during the past year, we've seen theft of all Indian residents' identities. 1/6 of the global population stolen that way. And in the United States, at this point, there's only 5 states that have privacy regulations. We're aware of another 18 that are in process. So maybe within 18 months, there'll be 23 states with privacy positionings. We've got some of that in Canada. But if you start thinking about AI and privacy and data securities and all of these things, I don't believe that the businesses will be self-regulating. I think we'll have to have some governmental intervention to help with it. So we've got 2 very strong forces that are going to significantly change accounting very, very shortly. And you've asked within a couple of years. I think it'll be 2 to 3 years for those particular answers, but there's one more, and this is a huge one if it comes to be. Artificial intelligence is a big theme, but if you fire this on quantum computing, quantum will be even bigger. And it turns out that the leverage into accounting, into healthcare, into every business with quantum, I believe will be substantial. It may not happen within the next couple of years, but IBM in December announcements with their new quantum chip that had more than 1,000 qubits, Google, and actually six primary competitors have all said that they'll have functional quantum computing running by 2030.
The next voice you'll hear is Randy Wootton, CEO at Maxio, advising B2B SaaS companies on next stage growth, where his expertise guides firms through scaling challenges with strategic insights and operational excellence.
Well, I think one of the major trends that we're seeing is just the impact of technology on a couple dimensions. One is the impact of AI, and what we talk about as rather than being a threatening, I talk to people about having been in AI a while, that there are two metaphors people think about. It's the Terminator or the Jetsons. The Terminator is AI is here to wipe us all out. Jetsons is here to, you know, make our life great. The doomers and the boomers. And I think in general that accountants tend to be more doomer than boomer, because their job is about identifying risk and controlling risk. And so introducing a technology that you have to trust in terms of the insights it's providing, because you can't see the way it's making its decisions, I think is going to be a big hurdle for a lot of accountants and CPAs in particular. I was talking to one great CEO, a woman named Baby Kim. She runs a company called Basis, and she talks about how there is three dimensions of thinking about data. There is the in the box where you're in Excel. And what I found with CFOs and CPAs is they want to build their models from the model up. When I hire a new CFO, they say, oh, your old model's a bunch of crud. Instead, what we want to do is, what they need to do is rebuild their model. Okay, so that's their Excel based. When we move into the world of databases, that now they have to think about how data is structured. So that's kind of like out of the box thinking in terms of what's your data and how it relates to each other. And then you get to AI, and it's like black box. You don't know how the AI came up with the decision. And right now, what you're hearing is these horror stories about hallucinations with the LLM. And I think CFOs who are really dependent on having the right answer, who've gotten paid to be the expert, are going to struggle with embracing a technology where it's black box versus they've got their hands on Excel. I talk about CFOs crying out, you can pull Excel from my cold, dead hands, right? Like, they're not going to give it up. But I think that is going to be the most significant impact in terms of how accountants, CPAs, controllers think about their role and the tools and the data that they're using. I would say the other piece on data, it's not just financial data, it's operating data. So business operations data. And the CFO has the opportunity to step in the space of what would be a COO and helping you as a CEO understand, for example, what's happening at the product level, at a customer level, at a segment level, at a regional level, in terms of our cost per acquisition, in terms of our churn. If we were to launch a new pricing strategy, what are we seeing in terms of win rates? That's all business operations data that a CFO, I think the future CFOs are going to be required or asked to collect, aggregate, and inform for the executive team.
Coming up now is Richard Kopelman, CEO at one of North America's fastest growing accounting firms, Aprio, where his leadership has been instrumental in driving growth, innovation, and client success.
Well, the obvious one is technology. And I think that's number one, two, and three. I do think that's going to be I think technology is going to be the one thing that dramatically changed. I think the second is capital structures. You have 15 now PE-backed firms in the UK, approximately, I'm told. We have a growing number here in the US and, you know, throughout Europe and other parts of the world. So I think capital structure is number two. And number three will be, I think, what are the skill sets people have that are outside the technical realm? The one constant, though, in the U.S., we always say is every time there's an election, there's new tax laws. So it's a constant need for new skills, new capabilities.
Coming up now is the entertaining and educational Rob Nixon, who coaches accountants on creating massive profits and massive time savings, transforming practices with his revolutionary approaches to practice management and profitability.
Yeah, so first one, and COVID was an instigator of this big time, is far more virtual firms, the no office firm. You know, COVID was a gift of client communication acceptance levels. They're okay with a digital relationship. And many firms that I've seen and have scrapped their office. That's the first one, more virtual firms. And the second one, more marketing orientated firms, you know, not just hiring an agency. And many have done this, of course, but full-time digital marketing managers, full-time lead generation managers, appointment setters, salespeople, you know, these are the things that the more progressive firm are hiring specialist marketers, specialists to grow and develop the firm.
Let's hear from Rob Pillins, accounting firm coach, mentor, and consultant based in Australia, known for his strategic advice that transforms accounting practices into more efficient, profitable, and enjoyable businesses.
Yeah, I think actually, I thought of four things that I think could significantly change accounting. So number one is the obvious one, and that's just the continued changes in technology and advances in technology. And obviously things like robotic process automation and artificial intelligence are going to, and already are, having a significant impact on how accounting plays out. So, you know, in terms of giving more tools to the accountants to do things smarter, but also presenting some challenges potentially. The second one is client demands. I do think we're going to continue to see, you know, business owners and other users of accounting services be quite demanding. You know, we live in a world where there's a lot of communication and people understand what other people are getting. So I think we're going to see clients be more demanding. Third thing is never rule out regulatory change in some way that might impact on accountants, whether it be in the tax space or whatever. An example of that might be, you know, some significant change in terms of how a lodging and processing of tax returns goes on, for example. That's starting to look a little bit different in some countries. So that could have a significant impact. And then the fourth one, which I think is a bit of a sleeper and maybe people are not thinking a lot about, is actions from other players in adjacent industries which might actually eat the lunch of the accountants, if I could put it that way. And so by that, I mean things like it could be banks, it could be business coaches, it could be Amazon, it could be Google, it could be a whole bunch of people who kind of look at what accountants have been doing and go, gee, that's a pretty cool model. They get all this money year in, year out from these clients. We could do something in that space and really disrupt it. So I think those are the four things.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what, if anything, will significantly change accounting in the next few years? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of what is coming up change-wise for accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best influencers and leaders we can find in the accounting world. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends and colleagues. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK Europe region. These are great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.